For many of us, this is the one time of year when we get to have face-to-face fellowship. It's something we're all a little short on these days. Even being able to attend a Sabbath with others of like mind may only happen at this one time of year. We have a lot to be thankful for at this feast. For us here in Kentucky, we have this calm, peaceful, beautiful resort where we can all be together in one place. We have people here from all over America and a few other countries too. We even have a couple from some country called Canada. We have relative safety. We have access to good food and drink. We have a town close by where we can buy anything we need. Just here on this site, we have plenty of places to walk and explore and ways to enjoy God's creation. We certainly have a lot to be thankful for here in Kentucky. But there are others in God's church around the world who may not have the things we do here. Some may be keeping this feast in a war zone. Some may not feel particularly safe. Some may have to walk a long way just to get water. Some may not have electricity every day. There are also people all around the world keeping these days entirely alone. Some had to stay home because of sickness, or distance, or other circumstances that make it necessary. I'm sure we all know someone facing that this year. So I'd like to emphasize this today. Each and every one of us has a big reason to be thankful on this holy day, whether we're here on a beautiful resort or keeping it at home alone. We can be thankful that we are one of the few privileged people in this world. We are privileged to know that God's kingdom is just shortly ahead of us. We know what kind of future that looks like. We also know who will be ruling. We know where that future will be. And not only that, we also know that we will be playing a major part in implementing that new civilization. We'll be hearing a lot more about what that future looks like over the next 7 days. So I'd like to emphasize this again, that we need to be thankful for this feast. We are here to learn, we are here to fellowship, we are here to enjoy a foretaste of the millennium. But we can also give God thanks that he has given us these days and he has opened our minds to its wonderful meaning. That is something everyone can do, no matter where or how they're having to observe these holy days. There are many scriptures I could look at that talk about being thankful. But I'd like to read now Psalm 100. I think this is a wonderful psalm to read at the beginning of this feast. Psalm 100 says, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." I think that nearly every word of that psalm can be applied to keeping this feast. We are here with gladness. We make a joyful noise with singing. We know that the Lord is good, and we're going to learn while we're here how good life will be when the world is living his way. That way will be everlasting and will endure forever. But it's verse 4 that I'd like to draw your attention to. It says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." So why is it important to be thankful right now? What does that have to do with the price of putty, as Mr. Armstrong would say? Aren't we just here to learn? After all, we're going to be kings and priests. Shouldn't we just get on with our job? Well, to pick just one reason, being thankful keeps us humble. It keeps our perspective in the right place. Notice verse 3 of Psalm 100, the verse right before it talks about being thankful. It says, "Know that the Lord is God, he is God. It is he who made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We didn't come to this feast because we decided it was a good idea. We didn't place ourselves here. It says, it is he who made us and not we ourselves. He made us and he also made these days. He chose you and me out of the millions in this world to understand what these days picture. He gave us the Holy Spirit so we could understand what it all means. It is our Creator we need to thank, not ourselves. Another important reason why it's good to be thankful is it helps build a father-son relationship with our Creator. As a father myself, I know how wonderful it is to hear the words, "Thank you, Daddy," especially when it comes unprompted. I'm sure we all know that feeling, whether we're parents or not. I would imagine God is also very happy to know that we're grateful to him as our spiritual father. The family structure is going to be very important in the world tomorrow. We're going to be family, in the God family. The world is going to have to get back to that structure so they can learn about the God family. Mr. Armstrong once said that perhaps the most prevalent sin is ingratitude. Well, that sin won't exist in the millennium, and it will be our job to work that characteristic out of human nature. Satan has been busy making man feel like he owes nothing to nobody. Satan wants us to say, "Why should I thank him? He owed it to me. I don't owe him anything." The Israelites so often had that kind of attitude toward God. When God brought them out of Egypt, they would still grumble and moan. We need to be practicing thankfulness right now so we can teach it in the world tomorrow. So how do we show our gratitude? We show our thanks to God through what we say in our prayers. That's something we need to be striving to do each and every day of this feast. Praying each day and thanking God. We show our thanks through our thoughts, our conversations, the decisions that we make that show God that we are taking our calling seriously. There are also 7 particular times in 3 seasons every year when we get to show our gratitude. Let's read Deuteronomy 16:16. 3 times a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in a place which he chooses. At the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. God tells us to determine how much we give according to how much he has given us physically. He doesn't want us to give more than we can afford. It is an opportunity for us to count our physical blessings when we work out what number to write on that check or how many notes to put in that envelope. But in our attitude, we can be thinking about the many spiritual blessings that we have been given. And this day of this feast is a wonderful time to be counting our spiritual blessings. Satan is trying so hard to get us to be ungrateful to God. He is trying to make us feel like God owes us something. He's got most of the world to the point where they can't even see there is a God, let alone one that they should acknowledge did anything for them. Some will say, "Well, there might be a God out there somewhere, but he hasn't done anything for me." We know better, but not through our own intelligence or mind power. We know that God has created us, and he is in the process of working out his plan. His plan gives us and billions who ever lived a wonderful time to enjoy, a wonderful future to enjoy. That future is just ahead of us now. Every time we give an offering, it should be a chance for us to consider all of these blessings that the Lord has given us. Whatever our financial position, whatever burdens we carry in our day-to-day lives, whatever situation we're having to keep this feast in, we all have the incredible blessing of knowing what this Feast of Tabernacles pictures and that it is just a few short years ahead of us. We have been very blessed, brethren. So when we keep this feast, and when we give our offering, let's do it all with thanks to God. We will now take up the offering, and while we do, we'll hear Mrs. Sylvia Duke singing Psalm 108, O God, my heart is fixed, accompanied by Rochelle Gardner.